My name is Ben Greenfield, and on this episode of the Ben Greenfield Life Podcast,
you must respect what René Cantone said, because it's so simple and so brilliant. The only way life could have left the ocean was to take the ocean with it. And you did. And you're supposed to keep creating the conditions of the ocean, its composition, its balance of that periodic table of the elements, because the ocean is the only known solution of the periodic table of the elements in the known universe. It's very special. I say God chose this.
Faith, family, fitness, health, performance, nutrition, longevity, ancestral living, biohacking, and a whole lot more. Welcome to the show. Well, if you're tired of spending hours on cardio with minimal results, then listen up, because I got a game-changing fitness breakthrough for you. The Carol Bike, science-backed, time-saving solution trusted by experts for optimizing health and longevity. They use this special form of a workout called a Rehit, which allows you to achieve superior health and fitness benefits compared to regular cardio in 90% less time. That's amazing. That's a lot of time, 90%. Studies show that by doing Carol's five-minute workout just three times a week, you can improve your fitness by 12%, reduce your risk of type 2 diabetes by 62%, and even wind back your internal body clock by 10 years. The science is clear. Carol Bike is your ticket to a healthier and more vibrant life. You got to try it to believe it and to see what I'm saying. I mean, it's not like a walk in the park. When you're pushing hard in those intervals, you're pushing, but then it's just like over and it's done and it walks you through it. It's very motivating. It's 5 feet away from me right now. It's right here in my office, my cool little exercise toy in my office. So you get $250 off your Carol Bike. You don't have to wait any longer. You can join over 25,000 riders and visit carolbike.com today. Carolbike.com. Well, if you're like me, you live a busy life, you don't really have time for many days off. That's why I talk so much about your mitochondria, because they generate about 90% of the energy your body uses, and keeping your mitochondria strong, it's one of the best ways to keep fatigue at bay. But these little mitochondria, darn things, are expensive to run. They use a huge amount of raw materials, especially when it comes to minerals. The problem is most people, including you and me, probably don't get enough minerals. And without minerals, your mitochondria don't have the cofactors they need to make energy. More than 97% of Americans don't get enough potassium. About 80% are deficient in magnesium. 40% are deficient in calcium. And those are three of the big ones. There's close to a dozen other trace minerals that are important for mitochondrial function, and most of us don't get enough of them, and you definitely can't get them from, say, table salt. It turns out that trying to take all the minerals you need by taking single mineral supplements isn't only hard, because you need a ton of pills, but it's not the most effective way to get your minerals. That's why I take liquid, humic, and fulvic complexes. These are full spectrum mineral supplements, which means you get all the essential minerals your body needs in one go without a daily handful of massive amounts of pills or very large capsules or anything else that's hard to swallow. I use Beam mineral supplements because they're almost 100% bioavailable. They come in a liquid form that's easy to drink. It's just two bottles. I keep them in my pantry, throw back a shot a few times a day. They're a great way to refill your mineral stores, especially for those of you out here who are haunting your sauna on a frequent basis, or sweating, or doing hot yoga, or anything else. Keep your mitochondria running strong. So if you want to up your mineral game, give Beam Minerals a try. Go to Beam Minerals, B-E-A-M, minerals.com, and use code BEN at checkout for 20% off your first order. Last night, I got my shipment in. That's right. Paleo Valley sent me their fermented meat sticks, which are amazing. They're these beef sticks. I gave a few to some of my friends already, which they love. I actually interviewed Stephen Gundry on my podcast, and he talked about how when you look at a lot of these blue zones, the ones that are the highest ranking in terms of longevity eat meat, but the meat that they eat is actually fermented. And that's exactly what they've done with Paleo Valley. They've actually taken really good grass-fed, grass-finished beef. They've fermented, which naturally introduces gut-friendly probiotics, but more importantly, breaks down a lot of the sugars that would normally cause meat to be harmful, concentrates the vitamins, makes it more digestible, and they have fantastic flavors. They got the original. They've got one that's like a summer sausage. They have a garlic sausage. They have a teriyaki. It's probably my favorite. And you can now get your hands on fermented beef sticks that basically blow that Slim Jim beef jerky out of the water. So check out paleovalley.com/Ben. That's paleovalley.com/Ben to try out these beef sticks and get 15% off your order. Not just beef sticks, fermented beef sticks. It's obviously no secret that I'm into water and the quality of my water, and even some of the more fringe spiritual woo-woo-esque aspects of water, and have been for quite some time. I, of course, have a father and a brother who are in the water filtration industry. I myself, the same as you, not only drink water, but am made up of a great deal of water in my body and my cells. And I think it is underrated as one thing that people don't think about enough. I mean, you know, case in point, you know, the people who are working out at the gym, eating a healthy diet, doing all the biohacking, and then drinking out of a plastic bottle on their way home from the health club or whatever. And, you know, that's just one little example. But water can also be confusing, how to filter it, what some of the subtle energies in the water are, a whole lot of considerations that go way above and beyond just like, you know, get a water filter or a Brita and, you know, make sure you avoid plastics. Like, there's a lot more to it than that. And I've had a podcast before where I took a deep dive into a lot of this stuff, like the best water filters and the best brands of bottled water. And you're definitely going to want to listen to that show, because my guest on today's show really laid it all out for us beautifully, and his name is Robert Slovac. So please make sure that you go to the show notes for today's show at bengreenfieldlife.com/Slovac2. His name is spelled S-L-O-V-A-K. So bengreenfieldlife.com/Slovac2, because this is the second podcast I've done with Robert, and that way you'll be able to pair what you're about to hear with a whole bunch more about water filtration and minerals and hacking water, etc. You also get Robert's whole backstory, which in short is that he had a life-threatening illness. He was actually saved via a special form of electrolyte replenishment, which has now become kind of like a worldwide phenomenon, this stuff called Keaton that he uses. But he also now is an innovator in reverse osmosis, in bottled water production, in lab purification, in hemodialysis, in seawater desalination, in microchip production, bottled water production, vending water, even spot-free car washes. So this guy is the go-to guy when it comes to water. Robert, welcome back to the show, man.
Thank you, Ben. Very happy to be here. It's always nice to have one of the most, if not the most, knowledgeable podcasters in the business of health.
That. I just get other people on who are knowledgeable, then channel their information. I got to ask you this though, before we jump in. Whenever I interview, like, some superfood hunter or something, I always ask them what they put in their smoothie that morning. So, you know, I woke up this morning and had some Keaton and some hydrogen tablets and a little bit of a adrenal cocktail, which is like a vitamin C blend from Jigsaw Health. And I stirred that all up and had it out of a big glass mason jar. And that's how I start every morning. As soon as I finish my coconut oil pulling, I spit it all out, I rinse the mouth and go straight to the mineral and hydrogen enriched water. I got to ask you, do you have like a morning brew that's your go-to for like your morning glass of water?
We may get to this before the end of our podcast, but, and I don't even think you're aware that sometime in the last year, I was hit with a spike protein storm have concluded, and ended up with a fairly serious case of myocarditis-like things, et cetera. Even though I never tested positive for COVID, you know, I didn't do any extensive antibody tests because everybody probably shows antibodies for COVID. And I never got a vaccination, but I realize now that through certain associations and situations, one can get the same kind of attack, and I did. So I'm on there was a time, Ben, I'm going to guess as little as 4 months ago, that I couldn't walk in one shot to my car 80 yards away.
And remind people real quick. You're remarkably well preserved. I remember when we went for a walk in Utah, we were with a bunch of health experts, and you took off like a shot, and you were walking like a madman. And a lot of people see you and think you're 20 years younger, but remind people how old you are, just so they understand this whole spike protein deal and its seriousness.
I'm 77.
Okay, got it. So the spike protein, and then what happened?
And then that had cardiovascular trauma and, you know, accelerated heartbeat, what myocarditis can involve. And, you know, lymphedema, I was a mess. And, you know, people didn't think I was going to make it. But I did a lot of things. I mean, the kitchen sink I threw at this. And right now, I always start my day with ketone isotonic right now to really regulate my terrain. And I'm going to be talking about that today. It's the terrain is everything. And I'm going to kind of force this upon everybody. You've got to recognize this because it's more important than ever before. But I do a lot of exotic things, including energy devices and red and near infrared exposure, early morning sun, grounding, you know, like I said, the kitchen sink, many herbal things, and colostrum, you name it. So right now I can walk like you remember me walking. Okay. So that was, I'm very happy right now that I have returned my physical, capability, but I have still have a lot of work to do.
Yeah. Okay. So I guess the long story short, then the answer to my question about water that you're drinking in the morning, it sounds like a heck of a lot.
I make cocktails with hawthorn berry homeopathics and hawthorn berry herbal extracts.
What's hawthorn berry?
Hawthorn berry is probably the most established and relevant heart support herb.
Okay. God, did you just start doing that since the spike protein thing?
Yes. I mean, occasionally I would do hawthorn berry, but I never had a heart problem, and my activity level was that of, you know, somebody 50 years old. So now I'm supporting me with hawthorn berry and a ton of other things. I mean, I do probably one of the best things, probably we won't get to this, is the new performance cardio from Quiksilver. It really probably made the biggest single leap in terms of a nutraceutical that I've taken. And I take a lot of, I do some energy things like CBAC, hyperbaric has been very good for me, etc.
Okay, got it. That cardio one from Quiksilver, I was at Runga in Austin, and they were handing that out, and they were giving it to people like before they did the hyperbaric chamber, before they did some of the like kettlebell workouts and some of the aerodyne workouts they have there. Actually super interesting. Okay, yeah, it's Dan Shen root extract, which is a form of the salvia plant. Then it's got the hawthorn in there that you just talked about, Hishu Wu, Ginkgo leaf, myrrh, ginseng, boswellia, and cinnamon. It's interesting because that's what I like about Dr. Shade, who runs that company. Like, he uses some of the advanced delivery mechanisms, you know, like the lipophilic delivery mechanisms. But then he's also got this kind of like knowledge of ancient Chinese medicine. And so he kind of blends that ancient stuff with some advanced delivery mechanisms. And I don't know, I feel like I really felt as though I could really push myself from a cardiovascular standpoint after using this stuff. I didn't wind up making it part of my protocol, but it's a pretty interesting supplement.
When he saw me at Asprey's biohacking conferences, I joined the Quiksilver booth to talk about ketone marine plasma. He goes, "What have you been doing since the last time I saw you? You can actually walk fast again." And I'm going, "I'm taking your performance cardio."
The cardio perform, yeah, interesting. Now, you're still using the hydrogen tablets too, right?
Oh, that's a staple. That's like almost close to breathing.
Okay. Did you see the study? Because I literally just tweeted it out a few days ago, and then I was like, oh, I'm having Robert on the podcast. I should ask him about this. It was a hydrogen-rich water study, you know, the same as you get when you add these tablets to the water. And the title was Hydrogen-Rich Water Consumption Positively Affects Muscle Performance, Lactate Response, and Alleviates Delayed Onset of Muscle Soreness After Resistance Training. And granted, a lot of these journalist strength conditioning studies, they're not that huge. I think this was like a dozen men or so, but really significant improvement in not only muscle function, but then reduced lactic acid formation, and then way lower onset of muscle soreness. And I don't know how far before the workout that they took this stuff, but you and I covered this last time. Unlike a lot of antioxidants like synthetic vitamin C or synthetic vitamin E, the hydrogen doesn't blunt the hormetic response to the workouts, like a selective antioxidant. And so I feel like, you know, because I'm doing like a morning workout a lot of the time, that by starting off my day with this giant glass of the hydrogen, I'm probably getting some of those effects. But this is the first time I've seen a performance study like this. Had you seen that?
Oh, yeah, yeah, because you asked me to address it, and I took a deep dive into it with both Tyler and Alex, who know this business backward and forward. And they made some comments. Yes, this is very good. But, even though like muscle soreness and so on is actually better in hydrogen hydrotherapy, which is a new coming direction for hydrogen. I mean, hydrogen is a nutrient for all seasons. It's just going to be almost like ketone is.
What's hydrogen hydrotherapy?
Hydrogen hydrotherapy is soaking in hydrogen-infused water.
Oh, like those bath tablets?
Yes, like the bath tablets.
You sent me some of those. Don't you guys sell those at Water and Wellness?
We do, yeah. It's called Relief. They're big tablets, like three times bigger, like a horse tablet. But
yeah.
But you bathe in them. And I don't know if you remember, well, I'm not even sure we covered it, but about 4 years ago, I think I told this story when we were discussing hydrogen in one of our past podcasts. I went running in back at the time when I lived in California, in Orange County. I went running with somebody like a Navy SEAL level athlete in the canyon in back of my home, and it was like an off road, very tough thing, and probably shouldn't have done it at 77. But I did, and he got ahead of me, and that bothered me. And so I saw this. I knew that this big, ruddy, rocky hill was coming up, and I thought, "Hey, I'm going to catch up to him there." Well, I was like out of a Roadrunner cartoon. I mean, I took a tumble down this long, steep hill, and I fractured both of my ankles. Okay.
Oh, geez.
At first, the adrenaline took care of it. Said, "Hey, Michael, I think I didn't even hurt myself." But when I tried to get up, so he took me to the emergency room and blah, blah, blah. And the guy goes, "You're 77 and you are doing this, blah, blah, blah." I said, "Yes, I mean, I feel comfortable doing it, but I did something stupid." So, you know, this is before I ever even thought of soaking my feet in hydrogen. But when I came home after in a wheelchair with crutches, the first thing I did was, well, I'm going to stay home for at least 5 days, and I'm going to keep my feet in this little plastic box, and I'm going to keep the water cool to prevent the release of or slow down the release of hydrogen. I put I put like 30 little tablets in it. There was no rules at the time.
Yeah.
And I will tell you that after 2 days of not even being able to take a step on my feet, I was walking in the complex that I lived in.
Interesting.
And in 6 days, I was jogging lightly in that complex.
Huh. Wow. With the fracture and everything, huh?
Went back to the doctor and goes, "What the hell? What are you doing?" Okay. And the rest is the fun part of the story. But that showed me, holy mackerel, have I just discovered something for myself? And now there's a great study I have, and maybe you can arrange for me to, I'm offering your audience some really neat files and folders and resource information if you want to make it available to them on your site.
Yeah, the hydrogen, I remember when you sent me those tablets, I had wondered about the absorption, and then I realized, well, hydrogen is an incredibly small molecule. I wouldn't see an issue with the absorption of it. But I looked it up, and I couldn't find that many studies, but I found two interesting things I wanted to run by you. One was, you know, like the whole skin appearance, like skin blotches, lipofuscin, I think that is called. And then like dermal cell turnover seems to be improved. And this was a 6-month protocol where they were literally, I think, using the bath almost every day. But then they also saw some really interesting things with like fasted blood glucose and oxidation and things that I wouldn't necessarily expect to see via like a transdermal absorption. And so It is interesting. I don't think it's that convenient to have to take a bath in the stuff every day. But, you know, for me, for example, Robert, I do like a magnesium salts bath once a week. And when you'd send me the hydrogen, I would just put it in the bath. I do the red light. I do the magnesium salts, usually some essential oil. But that was interesting. And they even showed a little bit of a reduction in visceral fat. So there's something going on with the bathing, even though it hasn't really become a staple in my protocol again, because I don't want to be that biohacker who's living his life in a cold tub and a hydrogen bath all my life. But the other thing that was interesting was I found this device. I wanted to ask you about it. It's called a Q-Spa, and you like put it into the bath and it supposedly makes hydrogen. I know another guy named Max Casa who's been using it in the float tanks that he designs. What do you think about bypassing the tablets and just like putting a device in the bathtub that automatically makes the hydrogen for you?
Well, I don't know. Certainly the tablets can make a higher concentration and driving force for hydrogen than the device that's making it. I presume it's making it electrolytically, right?
Yeah, I think that's the way it works. I'm not 100% sure, but because you're not...
Is it battery operated?
Well, it's submerged in the water, and I'd seen it once. I used to have a float tank, and I got rid of it because it was too much upkeep. But Max had put one of those in the float tank, and all you did was you just put it underneath the water. You pressed a button, and it supposedly produced like 1,900 ppg or ppb hydrogen-rich water.
1,900 ppb is 1.9 ppm, which is basically close to the saturation of hydrogen at atmospheric pressure. Okay.
Yeah. Interesting.
But the tablets can make far more than that, 3, 4, 5 times that.
Wow. Okay.
And of course, you have to account for the dissipation, you know, the dissipation of the hydrogen into the atmosphere. So I just kept throwing tablets in, you know, and put a little, at that time, there were no rules. So I have this research report from Serbia. It's a case report, acute hydrotherapy with supersaturated hydrogen-rich water for ankle sprain in a professional athlete, blah, blah, blah. It's very good study. And I'm going to send it to you when I'm done.
Okay, cool. Interesting. All right. So there's all sorts of little areas that we could delve into from the hydrogen bathing to the quinton, which we kind of exhausted on the last topic. But first, let me ask you, since we're on the hydrogen topic right now, is there anything new besides adding hydrogen to your bathing water that you think should be addressed on the hydrogen front?
You actually mentioned it. And there's also another intermediate tablet called H2 Beauty. Okay.
Okay.
And H2 Beauty is another tablet that we make specifically for these kind of masks that women use. And they put various beauty solutions on it and cover their face and, you know, relax and so on. But this is for soaking those masks in a hydrogen rich solution.
Okay. Wait. So is this for the face? I don't quite understand.
It's primarily, yeah, for the face and complexion and so on.
What would you do with it? You're actually making like a solution that you apply to the face?
You put X amount of tablets in the prescribed amount of water. And then when its reaction is over, you soak this. I mean, these are masks, beauty masks that women put beauty solutions on and so on. And men too, of course. And you soak it in whatever the solution is. It could be aramint oil or whatever, but this is hydrogen.
Okay.
And it delivers the hydrogen to the epidermis. So it's great.
Now, one other thing about the hydrogen, I've been contacted by a few people recently who are concerned about whether or not hydrogen tablets have like fillers or binders or other crap in them. And I think there's like this rumor going around that if you're drinking hydrogen, you might be drinking toxins or something like that. Have you heard any of that?
Well, yes, this kind of started with Greg the Hydrogen Man, okay?
Greg the Hydrogen Man?
Greg the Hydrogen Man, and he has put out more misinformation and toxic information.
It sounds like a superhero, the Hydrogen Man.
Yeah, he sells the Lord's hydrogen machine, one of the first machines that uses electrolysis. Maybe the newest one uses PEM technology to get hydrogen into the water at like 1.6 ppm. So he represents that. And we have the most intense quality assurance and the product is a new dietary ingredient approved by the FDA, and it's been through everything. Every batch is tested for toxins, and there's no fillers in the hydrogen tablet. There's things to make it work only, really, that one, they create a intermediate, slightly acidic solution to make the reaction go between elemental magnesium and the water, which produces hydrogen gas plus a weak solution of magnesium hydroxide. And then as that reaction proceeds, the solution goes to an alkaline pH. And that's it. It's fairly unglamorous, but extremely difficult to make the tablet.
Okay. So basically, why would people be spreading this rumor about fillers? Like, has the water actually been tested? Has anybody done like dissolved hydrogen and then tested the water or something like that to see?
No report. He even spread the rumor that our product had been rejected or canceled from being sold in Japan. And we go, we never even approached selling it in Japan. Hmm. Okay. So, I mean, we are at a loss and we're dealing with that situation as it needs to be handled in another realm.
Okay. And then a quick reminder for people who are listening and I don't recall the exact amount of time, but when you dissolve these tablets in the water, you should drink the water pretty soon after the tablets have dissolved. Yeah.
Yes. I would say because this new generation of tablets that's been out for more than a year and a half actually creates 20 to 50 nanometer nanobubbles. Okay. Which is an incredible feat in itself, that these are very, very stable. Nanobubbles are very, very stable. So I think for the ultimate concentration, you should do this and drink your whatever 12 to 14 ounces per tablet in under 5 minutes.
So obviously, Robert, we've geeked out on water and on Keeneton. And like I mentioned, folks go to BenGreenfieldLife.com/Slovak2. They can hear more about this mineral that you found, the whole story of your threatening illness. It's fascinating, but obviously we've covered that before. And we don't necessarily have to revisit how you restore and maintain your biological terrain using these little plasma elements in the form of Keeneton.
That's what I would have said, Ben. But this last weekend and a half ago in Scottsdale, Arizona, I was invited to speak as a keynote at the HeartQuest conference. It was a very kind of elite conference of virtually only practitioners. And it was really, HeartQuest is the company, kind of the leader in heart rate variability measurement. I'm a big fan of heart rate variability. I've seen what it did. And it was Michael, Dr. Michael Kessler owns this company. So at the conference, you know, I was going to give them a review of the terrain, and the title was The Terrain is Everything. And decided on this thing to go right back to the origin of the terrain. And doctors have just as many of the great physiologists of history, starting with Claude Bernard, the father of physiology, Antoine Béchamp, and the guru of all physiologists, Alfred Pissinger, who lived during our time. They spoke in great detail about the origin of the terrain and how we inherited it from evolution in the sea. Okay. Now, this sometimes could be a sensitive subject for you in terms of evolution, but.
Well, I believe in evolution. I just don't believe the world occurred through evolution, but nonetheless, that's okay. Go ahead.
So anyway, I started at the beginning, and these doctors had never known, none of them, except one guy. I mean, like a brainiac guy who also gave a great talk on the terrain, and that your body, your terrain is a fluid and a matrix of proteoglycans and complex web that your cells live in. I mean, this is their home, just like evolution was the home of evolution was the sea for 2.6 billion years before life left the sea. And so these people never made that connection before, and they just went crazy over this presentation because it all came clear they had forgotten the terrain and its meaning and what all the people wrote about the terrain. You know, the terrain, which was introduced in 1850 by Claude Bernard, and then that terrain versus the germ event between Anton Bechamp and Louis Pasteur in the 1870s, this was the defining point for medicine. There was a war kind of the minds between the Claude Bernard and Antoine Bechamp, who said, hey, your terrain determines if you get disease, the state of your terrain determines what diseases you get, blah, blah, blah. And Louis Pasteur said, no, diseases, all the known diseases in the body are caused by microbes and et cetera. So this war went on, and then it's the famous thing that Pasteur supposedly recanted, you know, when he was getting very, very old and saw it. The terrain won out, but what changed it was when the cabal decided to get into medicine in the late 1800s. And this is when the Rockefeller Foundation and the petroleum interest decided to own pharmaceutical medicine, to begin pharmaceutical medicine.
Okay.
And then they produced a report called the Flexnor Report. It's fascinating. And this was the fake news of the early 1900s that set the stage for the American Medical Association, which then was the demise of natural medicine as it was known. And this is what we live under now. We live under this, you know, the pharmaceutical giants and their dictates and their mostly fake medicine. So I presented this, and there were actually two female doctors who wept upon hearing this connection between the sea and our terrain, and we have to. And I tell them, and I tell your audience, you have to respect that your bioterrain, which runs the show of your body, which allows you to live out of the ocean when you left the ocean 450 million years ago, when our species left 450 million years ago, you must respect what René Cantone said, because it's so simple and so brilliant. The only way life could have left the ocean was to take the ocean with it. And you did. And you're supposed to keep creating the conditions of the ocean, its composition, its balance of that periodic table of the elements, because the ocean is the only known solution of the periodic table of the elements in the known universe. It's very special. I say God chose this.
Is that why the Kington tastes so much like ocean water? When you drink it, like I'll give it to people and they're like, oh, it tastes like seawater.
It's harvested from a plankton bloom, a very special place. It's maintained under the most fastidious care until it is put into those glass ampules. It is also sterile and apyrogenic. So, you know, this has been used throughout the entire 20th century as a medicine in the physician's desk reference called the Vidal of Europe. And it was an esteemed solution, because this is, Quinton was pre-antibiotics, and there were only like potions and things available in the early 1900s. So Quinton was used in these 69 marine dispensaries, as they called them, and they administered in every way you can imagine, by injection, by IV, etc. This is what was used for cholera, tuberculosis, syphilis, gastroenteritis, which I had gotten in Brazil, in the wilds of Brazil, and it saved my life, and why I'm doing this right now, talking about it. Quinton allows us to maintain the marine inheritance of the ocean on a daily basis. It is from birth till death, in fact, pre-birth, preconception till death, that ketone or some equivalent of it should be used. You must have the periodic table, Ben.
Okay.
Your audience must know this. It's not just some mineral solution from the inland sea or Celtic sea salt, etc. It has to be the ocean. It has to be the right place in the ocean. It has to be a plankton bloom. It has to be from the zone of biocenosis, and it has to be prepared fastidiously under refrigeration in glass piping until it gets in those ampules.
So we got this phytoplankton like colonies in the ocean.
Phytoplankton is on the surface in the first 100 feet, and zooplankton is like hangs out at 300 feet below the phytoplankton and ascends periodically into the phytoplankton and consumes it, just like a cow goes out to pasture. I mean, it's a copy of God's design. So they come out, and in this whole plankton bloom, which can be as much as 100 kilometers across, you have this rich concentration of phyto and zooplankton, and their interaction with the periodic table of the elements from the sea create what we know as ketone marine plasma.
Well, if you're like me, you live a busy life. You don't really have time for many days off. That's why I talk so much about your mitochondria, because they generate about 90% of the energy your body uses, and keeping your mitochondria strong, it's one of the best ways to keep fatigue at bay. But these little mitochondria, darn things, are expensive to run. They use a huge amount of raw materials, especially when it comes to minerals. The problem is most people, including you and me, probably don't get enough minerals. And without minerals, your mitochondria don't have the cofactors they need to make energy. More than 97% of Americans don't get enough potassium. About 80% are deficient in magnesium. 40% are deficient in calcium. And those are three of the big ones. There's close to a dozen other trace minerals that are important for mitochondrial function, and most of us don't get enough of them, and you definitely can't get them from, say, table salt. It turns out that trying to take all the minerals you need by taking single mineral supplements isn't only hard because you need a ton of pills, but it's not the most effective way to get your minerals. That's why I take liquid, humic, and fulvic complexes. These are full-spectrum mineral supplements, which means you get all the essential minerals your body needs in one go without a daily handful of massive amounts of pills or very large capsules or anything else that's hard to swallow. I use Beam mineral supplements because they're almost 100% bioavailable. They come in a liquid form that's easy to drink. It's just two bottles. I keep them in my pantry, throw back a shot a few times a day. They're a great way to refill your mineral stores, especially for those of you out here who are haunting your sauna on a frequent basis, or sweating, or doing hot yoga, or anything else. Keep your mitochondria running strong. So if you want to up your mineral game, give Beam Minerals a try. Go to Beam Minerals, B-E-A-M, minerals.com, and use code BEN at checkout for 20% off your first order. Well, if you're tired of spending hours on cardio with minimal results, then listen up, because I got a game-changing fitness breakthrough for you. The Carol Bike, science-backed, time-saving solution trusted by experts for optimizing health and longevity. They use this special form of a workout called a rehit, which allows you to achieve superior health and fitness benefits compared to regular cardio in 90% less time. That's amazing. That's a lot of time, 90%. Studies show that by doing Carol's 5-minute workout just three times a week, you can improve your fitness by 12%, reduce your risk of type 2 diabetes by 62%, and even wind back your internal body clock by 10 years. The science is clear. Carol Bike is your ticket to a healthier and more vibrant life. You got to try it to believe it and to see what I'm saying. I mean, it's not like a walk in the park. When you're pushing hard in those intervals, you're pushing, but then it's just like over and it's done and it walks you through it. It's very motivating. It's 5 feet away from me right now. It's right here in my office, my cool little exercise toy in my office. So you get $250 off your Carol Bike. You don't have to wait any longer. You can join over 25,000 riders and visit carolbike.com today. Carolbike.com. Last night, I got my shipment in. That's right. Paleo Valley sent me their fermented meat sticks, which are amazing. They're these beef sticks. I gave a few to some of my friends already, which they love. I actually interviewed Stephen Gundry on my podcast, and he talked about how when you look at a lot of these blue zones, the ones that are the highest ranking in terms of longevity eat meat, but the meat that they eat is actually fermented. And that's exactly what they've done with Paleo Valley. They've actually taken really good grass-fed, grass-finished beef. They've fermented, which naturally introduces gut-friendly probiotics, but more importantly, breaks down a lot of the sugars that would normally cause meat to be harmful, concentrates the vitamins, makes it more digestible, and they have fantastic flavors. They got the original. They've got one that's like a summer sausage. They have a garlic sausage. They have a teriyaki. It's probably my favorite. And you can now get your hands on fermented beef sticks that basically blow that Slim Jim beef jerky out of the water. So check out paleovalley.com/Ben. That's paleovalley.com/Ben to try out these beef sticks and get 15% off your order. Not just beef sticks, fermented beef sticks.
So the phytoplankton are consumed by the zooplankton. The zooplankton then excrete all these like amino acids and antioxidants and minerals and polysaccharides and fatty acids and all this stuff that basically, if you were to isolate it and you were to actually figure out a way to filter it, which is essentially what quinton is, bears a pretty close resemblance to human plasma, like our internal terrain. And therefore, by consuming that or drinking it or doing like I did this morning, I broke open a couple of the ampules of quinton and put them into my water. That's like a nutrient-rich soup that supports our internal biological terrain, which if you're a if I'll use a triggering word, if you're a germ theory denialist and you think that it's more important to maintain your internal terrain when it comes to disease prevention, would be a way that you would actually support that terrain by literally drinking the fluid that most closely mimics human plasma.
Even more remarkable is that in 1904, René Quinton, the revolutionary biologist, physiologist of his day, discovered or put this whole idea together that we're designed in the sea in 1897. But by 1904, he wanted to have some pretty obvious proof that it was compatible with the animal species. And he famous event. He transfused six canines. Completely, their whole blood, and many doctors are shaking their head in the audience. Not possible, not possible, but it's possible. There's a 500-page treatise called L'eau de mer milieu organique, which means that your internal terrain and body fluids are the same as the sea. So he transfused them, and the dogs all survived and thrived. Two of the dogs had been sickly, and their diseases were eliminated. So this changed everything. That's what allowed Europe or encouraged Europe to come out with the 69 marine dispensaries in northern Africa, where cholera was rampant, and in Europe. It was also for childhood tuberculosis, which was in a small epidemic in the United States. Quinton was actually imported in the early 1900s into the United States as a treatment for childhood tuberculosis. Blood research institutes have proven that quinton remaining plasma isotonic can replace whole blood.
Would this be something that, let's say, you know, a doctor was using an IV saline solution, theoretically, even though I think the cost would be astronomical for this to be adopted around the world, you could use quinton instead of a saline solution for intravenous, say, rehydration protocols?
It's done all the time. It's not technically legal in most states in the United States, but in the rest of the world, it's fairly common. That's why we sell quinton in sterile apyrogenic liters as well.
That's the quinton that you can get in the big glass bottles.
Yes, and it's quite inexpensive. It's not much more than saline. The military is actually looking at marine plasma saline as the perfect battlefield blood plasma and blood whole blood replacement, because it doesn't have to be stored. It can't have disease. It doesn't need to be refrigerated. It's perfect.
What's interesting, you'll like this, Robert. I just got back from San Miguel de Allende in Mexico, and they actually have what's called the International Society of Percutaneous Hydrotomy.
I'm a friend of Pierre Le Perrault.
Okay, cool. Because that percutaneous hydrotomy, I know it's a big word. I've never had it done, but apparently you do like injections of the quinton isotonic sterile water, and it generates like new mucous membranes around the area where it's injected, and it's used for like herniated discs and relief of back pain and fibromyalgia. And they're literally just like injecting the stuff around joints with a needle, almost like the same way you do, I don't know, platelet-rich plasma or stem cells or something like that.
Pierre Le Perrault, we provide the quinton for him for percutaneous hydrotomy.
Oh, wow.
And he was once the head administrator of the Miami General Hospital. and was retiring. He's a very sharp Cuban guy who's an expert in hospital care and all that. And he was retiring with his wife in Mexico and decided, hey, he said, honey, I'm going to take one last ski trip in Utah. Okay. Well, he did. And he had the accident of his lifetime and screwed up his back. And he knew not to get back surgery and went to the Guayas Institute in Nice, France, which is the institute that created this or perfected this treatment called percutaneous hydrotomy. And he became healed, and it was like a revelation to him. So he went down there and to San Miguel de Allende and started the pain center. And he maintains that I've sent a dozen people to him, all of whom would wrap their arms around me when they see me, because many of them had surgery and it didn't work, et cetera, et cetera. Interesting that when I first met Tracy Dews at an A4M.
Yeah, the gal who runs the healing center down in San Diego.
Yes, the healing center. But, you know, she's been a water technology, water science student of mine for a long time. And now she's a colleague. Her book called Hydrate is just coming out in a week or so. So, I mean, she has really amped up her level of knowledge about water and is a spectacular person. But when she came to the booth I was in at A4M, there was a young man with her, kind of soldierish looking guy, handsome and so on. And he was walking with a cane. And before I spoke to her, I reached out to him and said, "What's going on with you?" And he said, "Oh, it was a military accident, and nothing has worked. And, you know, I feel I'm resigned to doing this." And he was in his, I think, late 30s. I said, "Do you ever hear of percutaneous hydrotomy?" So to make a long story short, he ends up, you know, even after he's had treatments and so on, going down to San Miguel de Allende, where his family lives, of all things. And he went down there and got treatments. I think he went a second time, but he is like, "Robert, that was one of the greatest gifts I received in my life." So people should be aware of that. That's a great thing to know. Pain Center in San Miguel de Allende.
Good excuse to go back to that place. It was one of the coolest cities in Mexico I've ever been to. One of the coolest cities in the world I've ever been to. So add that to your bucket list, folks, for a cool place to visit. Now, one last thing regarding the terrain theory. Correct me if I'm wrong, because I might be remembering this incorrectly, but didn't Louis Pasteur, like the father of, you know, modern pathology and the guy who really did a lot for us regarding germ theory, didn't he like admit later on in life that the microbe was less important than the terrain or something like that?
Yes. I mean, that is actually there was another guy that also did. It was one of the guys in medicine, too. I can't remember who it was at the time, but I confirmed that Pasteur and another physiologist of the day also recanted and said, you know, we recognize the terrain. But by that time, Louis Pasteur had been bought off and the rest is, you know, was like a Fauci.
Okay, gotcha. Regarding quinton, just a few kind of usage type of questions. There's a few different kinds. There's like the super salty one, which I think is called the hypertonic. And then the other one's called isotonic, I believe. Is it true that you're supposed to take one like for a more energetic feeling earlier in the day, like the saltier one and the less salty one later on in the day?
Yeah, I mean, that's part of it. But think of health conditions. There's one philosophy that the isotonic is the medicine, the hypertonic is the nutrient. Okay. So because isotonic has immediate access to restoring and rebalancing the composition of the bioterrain, the composition being the periodic table of the elements in precise proportions, it does it faster than the hypertonic does. So when someone is under a health condition, in general, there are exceptions, but in general, the isotonic is preferred. Okay. And you would take, if you were under serious health conditions, you know, 2 to even 4 for certain serious conditions would be called for. And also, when I told you I spoke at the HeartQuest conference, and that was put on by Dr. Michael Kessler, you know, about, I don't know, I think it was about 7 years ago, he called me on the phone the Sunday morning and said, "Robert, is this Robert Slovac?" I go, "Yes." He goes, "I'm Dr. Kessler. Do you know who I am?" I said, "No." And he said, "Do you know, I have just discovered something with my heart rate variability. Do you know that in every patient I have seen," his wife is a doctor too, "that we have seen, we discovered that even one ampule of isotonic can shift someone from sympathetic to parasympathetic in less than 10 minutes. I'm going, "Holy mackerel." Hmm. That blows my mind. And so he became a fan of ketone and asked me to be the keynote speaker and go through the terrain, et cetera, et cetera. But I think, you know, he came at, just for everyone's information, they just announced a brand new super advanced heart rate variability device. So it's something to look into, and it's called HeartQuest. That's the company.
HeartQuest. Okay, I'll have to look that up. Do you know if that's like a wearable or strap or?
Yes, it has. And I really didn't get into it because I own one of the original HeartQuests, and this new one has like a portable add-on thing that the patient can wear, and I don't know if it transmits back to the base station or collects data and then you download it.
Okay. All right. Got it. The volume that one would consume, ideally, let's say somebody is listening to this and they want to try Keton, what would be like the ideal gold standard use for something like this, just for general health or longevity?
You know, for 2 to 3 months, maybe. If you are, as almost we could say, most people now are experiencing some diminishing of their health experience, I would start with 2 ampules per day for 2 to 3 months.
Okay. All right. Got it. Unless you're doing the percutaneous hydrotomy and figuring out how to inject it into your joints. So I'm sure there's some biohacker listening in who's going to do that, you know, but proceed with caution. Be careful with needles.
It's fairly common now to administer some of the new nutraceuticals, NAD, AMPK, et cetera, glutathione, mm-hmm. with ketone marine plasma, but it's not something we can discuss because the pharmaceutical companies have been gunning for Laboratoires Ketone, which is the 126-year-old company started by René Ketone, and it's still in existence and going strong. And that company was in trouble in the mid-1970s when France, where it was originally made in Paris, when France elected, after experiencing ketone and what it could do for 75 years by then, France elected to give ketone to all of its citizens free of charge.
Wow.
I mean, how is that an endorsement for a health product?
I don't see that happening in the US anytime soon, but.
Well, yeah. And they didn't get very far either. The pharmaceutical cartel immediately reacted and with their influence passed laws with the Pharmacopoeia of Europe that anything that was injected, and this was used, ketone was used in hospitals and IV, and most of the work was done with subcutaneous injection. They passed a law that anything that was injected had to be heat sterilized. You can imagine what would have happened there, and it put ketone laboratories in the background for the next 25 years, when in 2004, when I actually discovered ketone in Brazil, France, the country, held a 100-year symposium honoring the humanitarian and scientific contribution of René Ketone. And all the schools of ketone showed up and delivered over this week-long thing, seminars and training presentations, etc. And they issued an entirely new paradigm of the oral use of ketone. Because for the past better part of a century, it was typically injected, IV'd, etc. And now they went back and they figured out that the oral protocols were just as valid. Not in treating cholera, you would probably have to still inject subcutaneously.
Now, what about this? These sachets that aren't in glass, but they're kind of like more travel-friendly sachets. One says 3.3 on the front of it, and then I have another one that says 0.9. Is that the same as the hypertonic versus the isotonic? I assume the hypertonic would be the 3.3?
Yes, and the ISO 0.9. And those, think of that as just still being able to effectively maintain the composition of the terrain in terms of its periodic table in the right proportions. But this is not for the heaviest use in treating health conditions.
Okay.
You should go to the ampules, and there's lots of energetic explanations for this. It's much more complex a substance.
It's much more complex. Is that because it's in glass or some other reason?
No, they're both the same, but I'm just saying in general, ketone is much more complex. So it has like 100+ micronutrients in it, antifungals, there's natural from the sea. So it's got this plethora of micronutrients that have many kinds of functions. It's got RNA fragments, DNA, etc. Very, very complex, not just the minerals, but those things are much more delicate. So while the minerals are never going to go away, the sachet is fine. But over time, those micronutrients can only be protected in a glass ampule. And René Cantone knew that.
Okay. All right. That's good to know. All right. So you mentioned a couple of conferences that you were at, like the Bulletproof Conference and the A4M, which is the American Academy for Anti-Aging Medicine. I know you get around and you talk to a lot of folks. And like I mentioned earlier, at 77, you're remarkably well put together. And so I'm curious for you, what are some other things that you've discovered and implemented into your own, whatever you want to call it, like anti-aging or longevity protocol, as far as staples, whether it's based on what you're doing with your water or anything else that you think people would really benefit from that might fly under the radar, or things that you've discovered lately that you're super excited about in your travels and your learnings?
I think for me, the staples really are ketone and hydrogen and alkalizing my body and, you know, all the basic nutrients, you know, the natural vitamin C, et cetera, is part of my world. But I have become, let's say, for now, distracted by energy medicine and various therapies that are, you know, more exotic, like CVAC and hyperbaric, et cetera. So I'm exploring that largely because I have an uphill challenge still to go. And deal with some issues in my health.
Yeah, and CVAC, by the way, some people might not know what that is, but it's cyclic variation in altitude conditioning. It's essentially, you think of it as though you're going from the tippy top of a mountain down to sea level over and over again, well, inside of a pod like device. And there are supposedly some pretty significant effects on things like cardiovascular health and oxygenation when using it. And it's a little bit different than a hyperbaric oxygen treatment, like an HBOT chamber. It's more like hypobaric hypoxia, because you're kind of like depleting the muscles when you're at that super high altitude. But I know a lot of people, even though I don't use a CVAC, a lot of people will kind of combine that with HBOT or exercise with oxygen therapy, and kind of have different times during the week where they're at extreme hypoxia and then also hyperoxia. The thing with the CVAC devices, though, is from what I understand, like home versions of that aren't readily accessible. Like you have to go to a clinic to use a CVAC, right?
Yes. Yes. You know, they're like a couple $100,000. So there's not many people have them in their home.
When it comes to energy medicine, are you doing anything with pulsed electromagnetic field frequencies or anything frequency-wise?
I'm a big fan of PEMF. I use it almost daily. I also have something called the Rasha. I don't know if you're familiar with that.
One of my clients has the Rasha, and it's kind of crazy. Explain it to people.
Well, the Rasha is a scalar device that delivers information to the body at a quantum level and a scalar level. And there is quite a lot written on it. The presentations are quite impressive. And my brother gave some assistance, my brother was a physicist and quantum physicist and biomedical engineer. He gave some assistance to, his name is Jared Dugenio, and they collaborated to produce this energy, very advanced energy device that delivers many forms of information, including all the Rife frequencies. And it delivers them in a scalar and in a tactile and in audio format all at once. So you're wearing earphones, you're sitting in a special chair, and then there's a device that's putting out a scalar field of information.
Yeah.
So it's very complex, very high end.
It's almost like a sound healing table mixed with what I think are like electromagnetic frequencies, but then the sound is more like an infrasound frequency where it's traveling through your body. So it's almost like having your own sound bath. I have no clue how much a thing costs. It's pretty sexy looking. I don't imagine it's inexpensive.
Think of it from 50,000 on up. I have one of these that I use on a regular basis, and I mean, it deals with many different conditions like geopathic stress, and it has a menu, and I'm using it for lymphedema and it has a very big dictionary, so to speak, of pathologies.
Kind of like the biocharger, probably a little bit more powerful, but there's a whole host of different recipes.
It's in the same realm as a biocharger.
Yeah. And there's another newer thing. You may want to look into this. I just recently did a podcast on it. It's from a company called Amortal, Amortl. I'll link to it in the show notes, but it's a chamber, is like the high end version of it, which blends light, vibration, magnetics, molecular hydrogen, music, meditation, breath work, and even some spiritual intention practices. And you just lay on this bed. I haven't been on it yet. I think they have a prototype in Denver I'm going to try soon. But then they have a home unit that uses what's called a multi-wave pulsed electromagnetic field. And it's fascinating. You should listen to the podcast I did with these folks. And again, I'll link to it in the show notes, but it's called the Amortal, made by the Bioenergetic Institute in Lexington. But that one's pretty interesting as well, if you're into electrical medicine.
Lexington, Kentucky?
Yeah, they're based in Lexington, Kentucky, but I think they're just now taking pre-orders for their unit. It's not inexpensive. I think it's like a $12,000 to $15,000 unit, just like the basic home unit. And you hold a glass kind of globe looking thing as it does a sweep of your whole body, and then kind of like a specialized form of PMF. And it's very interesting in terms of like a whole body energy medicine treatment. So that one would be right up your alley too, to check out.
You know, I wonder if we can, if you're ready and you have the time, if we can say a few things about what the consumer is facing in the water business, because it's really concerning me.
Okay. We got about like 10 minutes max here to keep going. So yeah, go ahead.
Water is really becoming a big issue. And as people learn more and get into more serious studies and biohacking and so on, we realize that, you know, water is a big deal. And the contaminants in the water aren't getting better. I mean, it's getting worse now with this new studies on PFASs, which are the polyfluoroalkyl alkyl substances that comprise the non-stick.
Why frogs are becoming female or whatever?
Yeah, Scotchgard, all that stuff. I mean, it's everywhere. It's far worse than even glyphosate. Okay. You know, everybody in the water business is taking advantage of this, and people just go out. They don't have a clue on how to source equipment. And there's some things. Now I'm talking about drinking water here. Point of entry is beyond the scope of this presentation for sure, because it's much more complex, as your father knows very well, and he's very qualified to discuss point of entry systems with people. With that said, from the point of entry thing, the point of use, which means point of use, POU, is something that's in your home or office that supplies drinking water, and that drinking water comes from purifying the local water supply or your well water, et cetera, et cetera. And what happens is that when people go on the internet, which is where most things are bought these days, they are romanced into a state of misinformation and hype, et cetera. And they just tend to believe that, oh, here's our product that can remove, 100 things from the water. Well, in our world, there's about 85,000 chemicals, each of which has a unique and potential toxicity. And about 100 of those are monitored by United States public water systems. There's about 200 that Congress isn't releasing, 200 contaminants, because it's not that they're hiding it from anybody. These are less discussed contaminants, but they're withholding issuing them to the EPA that, hey, our water, municipal water, has to deal with these too. But if they release them, no one could afford the water, okay? Because they require such exotic technologies, et cetera, to remove them. And PFAS is one of them. It can be found in almost everyone in the world.
Okay.
It can be found in babies, fetuses, you name it. Every waterway you can find PFASs and PFOSs. So this concerns me, and people are buying things just on the basis that these things will be removed by this internet supplier's product. I'm going to give people some rules. First thing you do when you say, honey, I want to buy a water purification system to make drinking water in our house, please go to the EPA site for every water source supplier in the United States that has more than 25 people. And it's, you simply put in the internet, water quality report for Lexington, Kentucky, say, whatever your town is. Okay.
Okay.
And that will come up. I mean, 99% of the time it will come up with something. And then this will come up and it will discuss where you get your water from and issues and contaminants. Now, the average consumer homeowner is not going to understand a lot of this, but you must have this as at least a guideline for things, especially heavy metals, synthetic organic chemicals, which include all the pesticides and PFASs and PFOSs, volatile organic chemicals, which basically involves every, petroleum derivative, things that easily evaporate into the air, disinfectants, chlorine, chloramine, chlorine dioxide, total trihalomethanes that are produced from disinfectants reacting with natural organic matter. Those are things that cause miscarriages, etc. Radionuclides and fluoride. These are the key things that you want to make sure that your device can remove. And there's very few that can. And okay. For many are called, but few are chosen. Let's say you see a convincing website that says our thing can remove all of these contaminants, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And the claims, I'd have to say that 70%+ of all the websites make false claims on drinking water appliances. What I want to guide you on is, please, you must assure that any device you buy is tested to NSF/ANSI/ANSI standards, and that you double check that report of the testing. And the testing is expensive. I've tested products for 35 years and was also on the original team of 12 people who wrote these standards for all these tests, and they're tough and they're expensive. Like to approve for all the contaminants, one device, $40,000 to $50,000.
Wow.
And most people who make these systems don't want to pay that.
Yeah.
So here are the three testing laboratories. If it's not on the one of these three testing laboratories that are certified by NSF and ANSI, then you want to stay away from those products.
Okay. NSF or ANSI.
NSF ANSI. Okay. So those things are one NSF laboratory in Ann Arbor, Michigan, IAPMO, IAPMO in Ontario, California, and the Water Quality Association in Lisle, Illinois, their gold seal program. These, if it doesn't appear in one of those entities, conclusive test reports on the performance of a particular model that you're considering, you don't want to continue to consider it.
Okay. What I'll do is I'll find, in case people didn't remember all the alphabet soup of letters, I will add all of that to the show notes. Yeah, you could send it to me too. I'll put anything you send over to the show notes, Robert, at bengreenfieldlife.com/Slovak2. We're getting super close to needing to wrap up here, but would those be the basics that people need to be aware of?
Yes. And that things like PFAS and PFOS, there's only two methods that can remove all categories of contaminants: distillation plus activated carbon and reverse osmosis plus activated carbon. Don't let anybody convince you of anything else. If you want to be assured that all categories of contaminants are reduced to a safe level, that's it. Those are the two combinations of technologies.
Okay.
The announcement I want to make is, does your audience know to contact Water and Wellness / Greenfield at the end?
Yeah, well, they don't contact, but they can visit waterandwellness.com/Greenfield. And I think that's where we've got some discounts for folks and everything. And then can people order if they're in Canada as well?
Yes. And I want to give you that Canadian website, and that is vitaexpress.ca/Greenfield.
vitaexpress.ca/Greenfield. Okay, cool. And that'll give people a discount as well.
Yes. And that's our distribution company and brand new in Canada. I can be reached at robtslovak@waterandwellness.com.
Okay. All right. Say the email one more time.
robtslovak@waterandwellness.com.
What I'll do, folks, just so you know, if you do have comments or questions or feedback and you don't feel like emailing Robert personally, and just know that, you know, you gotta respect people's inboxes. If you go to the show notes at bengreenfieldlife.com/Slovak2, you can also leave your questions, your comments, and your feedback there. I'll also link to, in case you want a more expansive explanation of water filters, and a big podcast we did on hydrogen and some other nitty gritty details regarding water that go beyond the Keenton discussion that we had today. I'll link to all that as well at bengreenfieldlife.com/Slovak2. Slovak the number two. Robert, thank you so much for coming on the show today, man.
Very welcome. And maybe next time we can take out this new reality we're living in.
All right. All right. Sounds good, man. I love you, and I'll talk to you later.
Love you too. Bye.
All right. Bye. More than ever these days, people like you and me need a fresh, entertaining, well-informed, and often outside-the-box approach to discovering the health and happiness and hope that we all crave. So I hope I've been able to do that for you on this episode today. And if you liked it, or if you love what I'm up to, then please leave me a review on your preferred podcast listening channel, wherever that might be. And just find the Ben Greenfield Life episode. Say something nice. Thanks so much. It means a lot.